The Moshe Rabbeinu Oyev Yisrael Hoya, if Moshe Rabbeinu really loved Klal Yisrael, if so, Lama Ichron by Midbar Boim Shana, how come Moshe Rabbeinu kept him in the Midbar for 40 years? So Amar Loi, so the Zokin said back to him, Rebbe, Tekach Ata Petrani, with this you want into me, Amar Loi, Shaita, like a fool, for Loi Tei Torah Shleimah Shalonu, Ke Sticha Batena Shlechem, our Torah should not be like a joke, like words that you're making up. No, the Bechim is not going to tell him, like, your words are some foolish words. You have no muck, you have no ray for it. And we have a whistle, we have a clear pasuk, we'll soon see. So the kids of Bechim is not going to answer them back with this thing about going to the Midrash. He says, that's just time he was matzchim the kash, like he threw him away. And that's not an answer what you're saying. But rather, he said like this, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, you should know, Kosu Vechiroim, the one pasuk says, Tisperu Chamishim Yoim, it's supposed to count 50 days. Which is Mashma, you have to count 50 days. So Rashi says, Mashma Yomim, for Lo Shruas, you have to count days and not weeks. Now, the Kosu Vechiroim, the one pasuk says, Sheva Shabbosais Tamimais Tiyenu, that you have to count 7 weeks. Rashi says by the weeks is mashmak, he starts from the beginning of the week. So here it's mashmak, you start counting from Sunday to Sunday, like a full week. And the first pasuk is mashmak, tishchamishim yom, it's not telling the week, it could start even in the middle of the weekday. It could start, to start counting the Sefirah Sayma. So Ketzer has it come out, kan biyom teshachalias b'Shabbos. When the first day of Pesach comes out on Shabbos, and Echanami, moitzoi Pesach, Moitzoi Shabbos, that's the day they make the Ktira Seimah, they bring the Yomim on Yom Rishon. So then, in fact, you have a full week, you can count the weeks. But can be Yom Teshach Aliyas be Yom Teshach Shabbos. But if Pesach comes out in the middle of the week, Henechanami, then you start counting the Svira. You bring the Mincha Seimah in the middle of the week, and then it's true, it's not a full week. Then you don't count the weeks, then you only have to count the days. So that's a proof, not like the Baisusim, that the Svira Seima does not always have to start on Sunday. As if to say that therefore 7 weeks later will be Shuas on a Sunday also. It's not always totally in the beginning of the week. It depends whenever Pesach comes out, the second day from Pesach, that's the time to bring the Mincha Seima. Now, Reb Lezer Oimer, Ein Tzarech, I don't need this Pesach. Harei Yuvayim, another Pesach says, Tispa L'cho, means count for yourself. Meaning to say, Rashi says, Mashma l'chor tei mesura asvira, the sura is given over to you. That means, svira tluya, tis l'chor means svira tluya b'bezdin. That the counting has to do with the bezdin. Shem yoidim l'chadesh mi mochras ha-shabbos. Which means mochras yomtif. Now when do you start counting? The day after yomtif. When does yomtif come out? That's totally when Rosh Chodesh was, when the Bezdin was Kaveh Rosh Chodesh. So the counting has to do L'chor with the Psak of Bezdin. So Yotzes, it goes out from this Shabbos Bereshis, that you cannot say the counting of the Sefirah Seimah has to start on a Sunday, on the Yom Rishon after Shabbos. Because if you count from Shabbos, Shesvirosa L'chol Adam, that Sefirah is given over to anybody. It's not a Din in Bezdin anymore. We know Shabbos Bereshis was given to everybody. There's 6 days, and then there's Shabbos. See, if the Sefirah is telling the days, it's telling always at the start, B'yom Rishon, you do not need a Bezdin in this. Since the Pasuk says, Tispo L'chor, it's Mashma telling the Psak of Bezdin. So therefore, when do we start counting Sefirah Seimah? The second day of Pesach. Now, when does Pesach start? On Tes Vov, Benisan. So you have to know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was, you have to have a Sefirah of Bezdin. Yeah, Yeshua, the Yeshua says like this, if Yeshua Aymer, Omra Torah Mono Yomim, the Kiddush Chodesh. Torah says to count days, and to be Mekadesh, the Chodesh. The Rashi says the Chodesh is 29 days, and then the 30th day you make Rosh Chodesh. Well, it's the 30th, more 29th, but that's why you make a Rosh Chodesh. It is so here also. Is Mono Yomim, count the days over here. The Kiddush Atzeres, and then your Mekadesh, Shavuos comes out, the Yom 50th day, is Shavuos. Is so Ma Chodesh, Samach L'Biyos Enikar, just like Rosh Chodesh. Right before it comes, you can tell, Rashi says like, you always know when to make Rosh Chodesh. You always know it's the 29th day. From the Moed, you know when to make Rosh Chodesh. So Afat Teres, the same thing by Teres also, Samach Libiyos and Nikeres, right before it comes Nikar, meaning to say you know when to start counting the 50 to the 49 days. You start counting Mimochros, means the second day of Pesach. That starts from Tezayin Benisim. So there's always a Yom Kavua when you start counting the Svira. So that's how we know you have to start counting on Tezayin Benisim. Now, V'yim Taimer Atzeres Liyur the Machra Shabbos, because if you're going to tell me that Atzeres always comes out on a Sunday, the first day after Shabbos, is Heich Teini Keres Mishle Fener, like how are you going to know when to start counting the Yomer? You don't know, it's not a day of the month, that's Nikar. So that's a proof to say you always have to start counting on Tes Zayin Benisim, whether it's a Yerishan or not. Rabbi Yishmael, Lamer Shmuel says, Omrutar, the Torah says, Habo Oimer the Pesach, bring the Oimer on Pesach, or Shtei Alechem B'Yatzeres, and bring the Shtei Alechem, you know, it's brought on Shavuos, if so ma lahalim. Regel, or Tchilas Regel. Just like by Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem comes on Shavuos, and comes at the beginning of the Regel, is Aflalon, who had in the Minchas Omer regal, it has to do with Pesach, but Tchilas regal, it comes at the beginning of the regal, meaning the second day of Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Omer, another Joshua, that Nema Shabbos Lamalo, Nema Shabbos Lamato, it says Shabbos Lamalo, and it says Shabbos Lamato. Rashi says, it says, Adi Mochras HaShabbos HaShriyas, Vikrafte mincha chadosh adainu atzeres. V'nem eshabbos lamalos svatl mchemimochos haShabbos. Says the word Shabbos both by Shavuos and by Sviras Oimer. Is malahal and regular tchilas regular, just like by Shavuos, means the beginning of Yom Tov. Is Afkan also regular tchilas regular samachu, it has to be right next to it. That you start counting the Sviras Oimer right away at the beginning of Pesach. That's how we know you do not have to wait till the first Sunday of Pesach, but rather the second day of Pesach, that's when you start counting. Torah Rabban went like this. Pesach says, Usvartem lochem, shetei svira lecholechot viechot. Everybody has to count svira, saradin, stamin, bezdin. Everybody has to count svira, seimer. Then it says, Mimochras haShabbos, the next day after Shabbos. So we hold the pshat is Mimochras Yom Tov. It means the second day of Pesach, the day after Pesach. Ayeni, maybe not that way. El Mochras Shabbos Bereishis, maybe like the Baisusim Dashin, that Mochras HaShabbos means the first Sunday of Pesach. That's when you start counting the Sefer Seimer. So, Yisim, if you do Eimer, Harei Yoimer, the Pesach says, Tisbru Chamishim Yoim. Count it 50 days. So it means to say, Kol Sefirus Shabbos Sefer, Lo Ye'el Chamishim Yoim. Every time you count, it cannot be more than 50 days. The 50th day, that Shavuos, means every time you count, there's always the same amount, you never count more. Now, the Yom Tov, if you're going to tell me, Mimochras, the Shabbos Bereishis, it means to say you first count the Sefira. On the Sunday, the first Yom Rishon after Shabbos, and so, Pom Mishat Moitzeh Chamishim V'yechud, it can be 51 days after Pesach. Pom Mishat Moitzeh Chamishim V'shnayim, Chamishim V'shalosh, Chamishim V'yabah, Chamishim V'chamisha, Chamishim V'shisha. It can be even 56 days later. Like let's say the first day of Pesach comes out on Sunday, so the second day is Monday, so you don't start counting the Sefira till next Sunday. And so, sometimes Pesach comes, Shavuos comes out 56 days later. And that's not right, because the Torah always says, Tisper Chamishim Yoim. That is Man Kavua, that 50 days after Pesach, that's when Shavuos is. We have Yehuda, Ben Beseir, Oimer. Ein Tzarech, I don't mean